Five Poems by Robert McCain. Madrid. Tang of ammonia from the yellow bins outside our apartment. Fetor of urine from cardboard sheets in an abandoned doorway. Commingled fragrances from the girl who brushes past us in the cathedral. Sweat, dust, and the sweet remains of her night lying in her lover's arms. Didn't the men who toiled to erect this cathedral, laying stone upon stone, understand they were building a material edifice to house an ethereal being? What are stones but hardened muck? Foolish petitioners, we stand before eternity's bolted doors, the soil from which we have been fashioned, hard-caked under our nails. No, for us awaits no heaven, no chaste and shitless Elysium. Better to return to the stews of dirty clothes we leave tangled about our rented rooms, the clothes we faithfully launder and faithfully foul again, the sinks of dishes we faithfully scrub and faithfully dirty again. Rising from my dinner to lie in my lover's arms on this warm Madrid night, I go to her my hand smelling of roast flesh and oil, of lemon, butter, and basil. Jackie. One eye focused before the other, and so to him you were two, and you and your girlfriend were a party. His sweater was torn, gone to the color of brown mustard, and his nose, dear God, this poor man's nose, looked like your maiden aunt's jello salad. He shook your hand, he shook everyone's hand, called you Jackie, seemed genuinely pleased to see you. Once he had stood shyly before a father who straightened his clip-on bow tie. Once stood shyly beside a mother who wet a finger and absently slicked down his cowlick. Once a postman had excitedly flagged him down to deliver a letter. And once the moon hung pendant over his head and gleamed white and radiant in his eyes. Jackie, 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 he'd say, shaking your hand like it was a pump handle. Good to see you. How you been, Jackie? How you been? How you been? Defenestration, civil proceedings. At the end, annoyed with us, out of patience, death, a dispassionate landlady flings our life's work into the street, where curious passers-by idly poke through it. A poem prodded with a foot, a short story stuffed into a coat pocket, an image lifted and pasted into an email to a lover. Ah, but that lover is unfaithful. All lovers are unfaithful. And as the fat, sticky grubs snuggle into the moldering pages of your manuscripts, you snuggle into the robes of moldering death, hoping to evade this last great eviction. Your memories slit cushions strewn across the sidewalk, your dreams limp in crazed pots, your youth, your beauty, hauled away on the roof of a station wagon. Skunked. Quarrelsome celebrants, a party that has gone on far too long. The family of skunks with whom we share the neighborhood has been at it again. The windows, this humid August night, flung open to bring in even the slightest breeze, have instead introduced into the house a vile flood of chemicals, and I wake, vertiginous, nauseated, surface to my despair. All summer we have heard them, flim-flam artists, freeloaders fattened on suburban garbage, the ne'er-do-well brothers, the moody sisters, the besotted uncles, the censorious aunts, the long-suffering mothers, the improvident fathers. And the children, the miserable, squabbling children ordered from the nest, exiled into a garden they, like man, can only pollute. And the gin, whose fumes hours ago seemed so lovely, rising a mist of oblivion in which swam a crescent of pale lemon rind, now returns, winds itself around this skunk stink, boils poisonously in my belly, and I am convinced it is my failure the skunks are celebrating tonight. My love, kicking free in sleep of both sheet and gown, shifts uneasily, struggling in the dumb reaches of animal brain to make sense of this pestilence that violates her dreams, purpling the horizon, queering the flowers. and as she bravely swims the skunk ocean toward morning, I think, age settles into us as we settle into age. Truth becomes truth simply because it becomes. The carousal below escalates. I hear them, the wise guys, boffing their babes, swollen testicles emptying into swollen vulvas, the pissed-off cuckolds waylaying their faithless lovers, the weeping mothers and roused from bed priests and litigious in-laws, all assembled for shotgun weddings beneath the lilacs, teeth as sharp as broken beer bottles, claws ready to tear throats, and always, if you're a skunk, impossible to resist, the final nuclear exchange, stink bombs bursting in our garden like the conclusion of the 1812 overture. And I wonder, should I join them down there, pack up my cursed bowels, and have at them? My father, faced with a rebellion of rats in a basement, took his favorite driver and drove the rats into the cobwebbed fieldstone walls. A man of modest golfing talent, that night a Sam Snead of rats. And then at the top of the window, a patch of light. And like an air raid siren's all clear, a faint breeze bellies the curtains and sweetens the air. And I rise from these tousled ruins, this bed, this lamenting belly, this contentious passage we squeeze through to reach light, and descend to read the morning paper. Elegy for Cynthia. 1. How discreetly it all begins, a small drift of blown things at my feet, the scent of decay in the wind. But even here at this stone footbridge, these woods I bring the dog to, a neglected city park embracing a pond, the turning has begun, the madness of death closing in. The ivy on the stone withered, the sumac ablaze, the maples naked on their new carpets, and the oaks immense creatures, smoldering torches leaning against the darkening heavens. The abandoned drays of the squirrels, so far above, swing like Chinese lanterns against the bare limbs, and thus even here, Cynthia, as you lie dying 2,000 miles distant, our paths cross. 2. Ignoring the pond, enameled under an orange sky, the dog thrusts her snout beneath the leaves, sniffing, snorting. Your dog, Cynthia, the black Belgian sheepdog, dashing from oak to oak, tail unfurled behind, bouncing at the bases of the trees on all fours, as the indignant squirrels corkscrew up the trunks, like miniature fur-wrapped clowns in a circus. An entertainment more wonderful than we could devise. A foolish diversion before the grim completion. The inward straining towards inexorable closure. Back home, the dog trails her leash behind her like Jacob Marley in his chains. I unhitch her, and she buries her muzzle in my lap. Mother me, her eyes say. I am alone. I smooth her rucked-up fur and discover stick tights inside her legs, within the shanks, small autumn stowaways. The phone rings, and Paul tells me you have died. 3. The mornings are cold now, sharp, white with uncertainty. The dawn's thin and severe. I wake while the room lies banked in darkness, checkered with shadows. And in this stillness that death has wrought, I remember your voice, the beautiful, precise, clear voice, and your letters from New York and New Mexico that arrived at such self-made tumult, in different colored inks, written upside down and sideways along the margins, the envelope either a continuation or the beginning of a new letter entirely. And always the prose, crackling along its chosen lines, nervous, abrupt, staccato, or soaring. And I know, without knowing why, while the city reluctantly stirs into life below me, that we are but fruit destined to fall. Designed to fall, I hear you editing me, Cynthia. every year a new turning, a curve along an orbit not yet explored, and never to be repeated. Even here, where a creeper has fallen from the footbridge, and a shadow remains on the stone. The shadow but signature and celebration, singularity and transience, finitude and silence. All poems copyright 2015, Robert McCain.